to hold.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The time and place has not been disclosed, but the White House says the president has decided how the U.S. will respond to the drone strike carried out by Iranian-backed militants that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. ABC's Ann Flaherty says the response will come in phases.
I did speak with a U.S. official who said this is going to unfold across several days. You could see this in multiple countries. We are expecting strikes possibly in Iraq and Syria, possibly even Yemen as well.
Senate leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers are close to finalizing the bipartisan immigration deal. That measure also includes critical aid for Ukraine and Israel. The fate of the bill, though, uncertain if it reaches the House. California residents getting hit by back-to-back storms. Heavy snow and rain could lead to more flooding in parts of Southern California. And jobless claims jumped last week by 9,000 filings compared to the week before. That is the biggest increase in 11 weeks. This is ABC News.
Now there's news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Circumstances surrounding a fatal shooting in Elkhorn are under investigation after the bodies of a man and woman were found at a sports bar early Thursday morning. Investigators said in a news conference it's too soon to tell if the deaths are the result of a robbery. There's no one in custody. Oakleaf Medical Network, a physician-directed health services network that operates various clinics in western Wisconsin, has extended an offer to negotiate with HSHS to purchase its hospital properties in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. This after HSHS recently announced plans to close those hospitals in addition to Prevea facilities in western Wisconsin. The State Elections Commission is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to keep Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips off the presidential primary ballot. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. More sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week. Temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 45.
99.7 Max FM.
Growing up,
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Jungle after 5 p.m. with Scandal on Max FM.
Don't be shy, because you will make Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you for a little while tonight. Starting right around 7 o'clock tonight, we will have Baraboo Thunderbirds boys basketball versus Mount Horeb with Ben Brownlee on the call. So again, that'll be a little after 7 p.m. tonight. Speaking of sports, that's up next. Music by Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst telling reporters at his season-ending presser today that a long-term deal with quarterback Jordan Love is coming. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
I think we'll go down that road, you know. I think that'll be important for our football team to have some stability there. You know, Jordan and his representation, I think they're really good people, so we'll start working towards that, you know, sometime this next couple months.
Gutekunst says he wants running back Aaron Jones to return and said left tackle David Bakhtiari is about halfway through the recovery process after yet another knee procedure. Sixth-ranked basketball Badgers face one of the toughest home teams in the Big Ten tonight when they take on Nebraska in Lincoln. Badgers are percentage points in front of Purdue and will host the Boilermakers on Sunday. College basketball this afternoon, the Green Bay Phoenix kept their hold on first place in the Horizon League with a 79-56 win over IUPUI. Wisconsin football officially announcing the hiring of new safeties coach and co-defensive coordinator Alex Grinch. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music and win contests. Here is Wham! Everything She Wants on Max FM.
Love. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, Dave hanging out with you on Thursday night. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful day we had today. We got to almost 50, you can't complain about that at all. Here's Glenda Carlisle on Max FM.
Persuasive lips, the helpless heart just can't breathe. some hits. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Here is how you can shop local and stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have a new member to our store. It is DEZ Tactical. They have a $25 one-hour shooting range certificate for just $17. For more information about this offer and DEZ Tactical, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pete Ransom. We'll look at weather news by Robert Palmer on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winter Fest, providing something fun for people of all ages. A jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe this will shock you, and maybe it won't, but a survey of people with health insurance shows most say they've had problems with their health coverage just in the last year. Maybe that's you too. So yeah, it's frustrating. But imagine an alternative, a solution to this that actually gets a 98% member satisfaction rating. That's MediShare. That's why it's grown so much. That's why you're hearing about it. So why the incredibly high satisfaction rating? You can save hundreds of dollars a month, and you don't have to compromise on quality or reliability to do it. For 3 decades now, members have been sharing medical expenses and saving up to 50% compared to health insurance. Another reason to love it? You don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value. MediShare is a community of hundreds of thousands of Christians who are like-minded and wanting to help people. So when you share, you save. You can feel good about it. Call now. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. More sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 44 degrees. 99.7.
You can't be saved, oblivion is all you want.
90s and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.